The wheels on the bus go round and round, but a Nanaimo-based manufacturer now builds the hardware that makes sure the wheels of electric buses and trucks can be stopped, too. VMAC has manufactured vehicle-mounted air compressors at its design and manufacturing facility in South Wellington since 1986 and is keeping pace with developing technologies driving new electric, hybrid and hydrogen-powered vehicles. The company's latest product, high-voltage electric vehicle air brake compressors, were showcased at an announcement with tours of VMAC's facility Thursday, June 27. The units represent a new business venture for the company, which has become the largest supplier of vehicle-mounted air compressor systems in North America. This new product diversifies VMAC's business beyond the service truck industry and facilitates the entry into an entirely new industry focused on air brakes for electric-powered and zero-emission commercial vehicles, including school buses, commercial transit buses as well as tractor-trailer trucks, said Brent Johnston, VMAC Chief Executive Officer. Our new business is now underway and we've signed our first customer to a multi-million-dollar supply agreement. This new business has already created 10 new jobs and we expect to create another 45 new jobs as we grow this new division in the near term. The devices supply the air pressure required to operate systems such as a city transit bus brakes, access doors and kneeling suspension system that lowers the vehicle to curb height at stops to allow easier entrance and exit for passengers. With an internal combustion engine, typically there's a small reciprocating compressor that's belt-driven, said Todd Gilbert, VMAC president. So if you take away the engine, then you're left with this little compressor that sounds like a little diesel engine. New electric vehicles, he said, are designed to last much longer with less maintenance and are much quieter, so noise and vibration from systems becomes critical. You don't want to have this beautiful quiet city bus and then have this little piston compressor start up under the floor and rattle away, he said. Instead of a fossil-fueled reciprocating compressor design using pistons to compress air, VMAC compressors use an essentially vibration-free rotary screw system powered by the 400 to 800 volt direct current electricity generated in electric vehicles. It's been a real learning opportunity for us. This is, basically, the first generation of the product and we're working to evolve it, Gilbert said. The focus, out of the gate, was to make something that's high quality, high reliability, make sure it works and then the next version we're working to design it for higher production volumes. He said there were a number of sources of inspiration for the product. We had looked at the air brake market before, but with the incumbent technology there wasn't a real need to change, he said. I'm a big supporter of electric vehicles, myself, and was excited to see this transition. VMAC went on a trade mission to Germany and met with commercial vehicle manufacturers there and worked with electric vehicle manufacturers in North America. It's really difficult to predict the timing of technological transitions, the company's president said. I believe, when it really starts to go, it's going to be quick and we're into that now. Rapid transition to electric vehicles also means VMAC's traditional markets could be on the wane. What's happened is we've developed a plan B and plan A is still doing well, as well, Gilbert said. The company also credits support for its growth from provincial and national programs, such as the National Research Council of Canada Industrial Research Assistance Program, the BC Manufacturing Jobs Fund, the Canada Trade Commission, Export Development Canada and the Pacific Economic Development Agency of Canada, which on Thursday announced $3.1 million in funding to increase VMAC's electric air brake compressor production. Gilbert said a combination of government grants and loans totaling several million dollars have helped with development of the new product. We would have done it on our own, but at probably a different pace, he said. This allows us to develop things faster, invest faster, so we've been able to get equipment coming in sooner than we would have otherwise. And, being earlier in the door, it's going to open up bigger opportunities. VMAC has experienced rapid growth in recent years. Johnston said the company employed 60 workers in 2017, and is now nearing 200. Our revenues have quadrupled, providing long-term, sustainable employment for a wide range of skilled jobs, the CEO said. The company plans to build two more buildings at its site at 1333 Kip Road and anticipates applying for two 4-hectare lots next to the Trans-Canada Highway to be rezoned for industrial use.